Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywani Vet.
I do it for the turn-up. And we ain't going nowhere. We praise them because it's necessary. So watch us turn this place into a sanctuary.
Jaywani Vet.
I do it for the turn-up.
She's a G for Jesus.
But I'll come to praise his name.
You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywani Vet.
So what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywani Vet. It's Sunday, January 14th, 2024, and welcome to the Poetic Praise edition of Sunday Inspiration. That was music from Damon Little featuring Angie Stone with No Stressing. I wanted to set the tone with that one because we serve a God who promises never to leave us nor forsake us. So we don't have room to be stressed. We're too blessed to be stressed. So get that stress off your chest and put all your worries into God's hands and rest in his promises. Now, before I move forward, I want to send a major shout out and major love to my church home, St. Paul Church in District Heights, Maryland, where the senior pastor is Pastor Robert J. Williams Sr. and the co-pastor is Pastor Bobby Williams Jr. Now, if you're ever in the DMV, we'd love to have you come worship with us. But if you're not in the area or aren't able to join us in person, you can be a part of our service. We stream our service live via Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every Sunday beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You can go to spchurchonline.com for more information. That's S as in Saint, P as in Paul, churchonline.com. Now coming up next, I've got a spoken word piece from Candace Graves. It's called Suffocated by Sin. When I tell you I felt this piece down to the depths of my soul, listen to this, y'all. And if you're still searching, listen all the way to the end and let God speak to you through this piece. You're rocking with your girl, Jaywani Vet, and this is the Poetic Praise edition of Sunday Inspiration.
Sin slowly creeped in. Excuse after excuse, I did it again and again. Sin suffocated my life, causing chaos and confusion. Sin kept me unfocused, living in full-time delusion. See, sin is like a virus that is running through my veins, initially laying dormant, releasing more pleasure than pain. But eventually the sinful virus became inflamed. I could feel the rush of the disease growing until it could no longer be tamed. You ask me, why would I allow sin to have this much control? Why would I give up my freedom? Because that was never my goal. So I sit here perplexed and my spirit is vexed. I begin to feel desperation because my life was a mess. Praying, God, if you're real, you gotta help me because I can't see through. My vision is blinded and I can't see you. Then I begin to go back and forth in my mind. Do I give God my time or do I let sin's destruction incline? There was warfare happening in the depths of my soul. The devil wanted me to stay, but I really wanted to go. So in that moment, I just dropped to my knees. In that moment, I screamed, God, help me, please. I am desperate. I am desperate, but yet I can't even decide. I am desperate, God, and you I need to hide. Because the devil is chasing after me full force. I am exhausted and I can't maintain this course. Out of my desperation, God begins to speak. He said, I've always loved you. I was just waiting on you to seek. But God, I know I'm hurting, but I'm not ready to let go. God said, there's a sacrifice you must give. Relinquish control. Everything you need, I'll be. Everything you need, I'll be. This is what God began to minister to me. Everything you need, I'll be. I'll cover the hole in your soul, but you must be willing to be broken in order to be made whole. So draw nigh to me and your heart I'll remold. See, the victory is yours because the price I already paid. No, you don't deserve it, but by my grace, you are saved. The path to freedom is only paved one way. The choice is yours, so choose ye this day.
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywani Vet. Now, here on Sunday Inspiration, I come to bring you the latest and greatest in gospel music every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But if you want to get your worship and praise on all through the week, let me tell you about this cool Facebook page, y'all. It's facebook.com/soundsfromheaven. That's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. Get your worship and praise on with that good gospel music, preaching, and even a little bit of comedy and inspiration. Once again, it's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. And then every Sunday, join me for Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m.
You see, there is what you may call an if faith, and there is a though faith. And the permanent faith, the lasting, the powerful faith, is a though faith. Now the if faith says, if all goes well, if life is hopeful, prosperous and happy, if I don't have to go to jail, if I don't have to face the agonies and burdens of life, if I'm not ever called bad names because of taking a stand that I feel feel that I must take. If none of these things happen, then I'll have faith in God. Then I'll be all right. That's the if faith. You know, a lot of people have the if faith. Jacob found himself in that dilemma once, and his faith was contingent on an if. And he said, now, if God will be with me, and if he will keep me in this way that I go, and if God will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. That's the if faith. Jacob hadn't quite gotten to the essence of religion. There is a though faith, though. And the though faith says, though things go wrong,
yes, sir.
Though evil is temporarily triumphant,
yes, sir.
Though sickness comes and the cross looms,
yes.
Nevertheless, I'm going to believe anyway, and I'm going to have faith. Anyway, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And old Job got to that point, and he had a though faith. He looked out, and everything that he had.
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, go on out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures. Sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music. Sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. And when you do this, you've mastered the length of life. This onward push to the end of self-fulfillment is the end of a person's life. Now, don't stop here, though. You know, a lot of people get no further in life than the length. They develop their inner powers. They do their jobs well. Do you know they try to live as if nobody else lives in the world but themselves? And they use everybody as mere tools to get to where they are going. They don't love anybody but themselves. And the only kind of love that they really have for other people is utilitarian love. You know, they just love people that they can use. A lot of people never get beyond the first dimension of life. They use other people as mere steps to which or by which they can climb to their goals and their ambitions. These people don't work out well in life. They may go for a while. They may think they're making it all right. But there is the law. They call it the law of gravitation in the physical universe. And it works. It's final. It's inexorable. Whatever goes up can come down. You shall reap what you sow. God has structured this universe that way. And he who goes through life not concerned about others will be a subject victim of this law. So I move on and say that it is necessary to add breath to length. Now, the breath of life is the outward concern for the welfare of others, as I said.
Yeah.
And a man has not begun to live
until he can rise above the narrow confines of his own individual concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity.
From traditional gospel to the new sounds of Christian music, you're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywani Day.
Never.
the Poetic Praise edition of Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywan Yvette. No, I definitely have not forgotten that tomorrow marks the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and it's also the day we observe his birthday. Now, that was the King Dream Chorus and Holiday Crew with King Holiday. And before that, I shared snippets from two of Dr. King's sermons. One was called If Faith Versus Though Faith, and the other was called Street Sweeper. Now, tomorrow isn't a day off, y'all. It should be a day of service. So let's make sure we honor Dr. King's legacy by actively doing something to make your community better. And it doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Even the small things, the small gestures do add up and make a difference. Quick programming note, I will be back on the air next Sunday, January 21st, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for a brand new episode of Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration. Now the Bible says where two or more are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. So let's rock it on out another year, sharing the word of God, touching and agreeing over these interwebs every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, before I move on, I want to send a shout out to my official promo team, Team Jaywan Yvette, which is run by my girls, Brenda J, Tracy, and Amina. You can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at Team Jaywan Yvette. That's team like in football team, JWANYVETTE. And don't forget to join my Patreon squad for early access to the podcast and my music and more behind the scenes exclusives at patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. That's patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. Now, before I close out, I want to send a shout out and major love to all my fam bam. Whether by blood or by love, I love you to life and I love you for real. Love and kisses all the way to heaven to my big papa, my husband, Ellis. You are always loved and will never, ever be forgotten, babe. Shout out to my church family, St. Paul Church, our pastors, all of the ministry leaders, all of my twamly, my threadies, my mad hatters, my TikTok family, my Young Nation, my Patreon squad, Yvette, Shane, and last but never ever least, my daughter Jessie. You hear her at the top of the hour every Wednesday and Saturday on my Justified Madness podcast. Now coming up next, I have a spoken word piece from Rose Carmel O'Day, and it's called Mercy. Then on the other side of the commercial, I'm closing out with Christian hip-hop artist Miami. And the song is called The Greatest Comeback. You're rocking with your girl, Jaywan Yvette, and this is the Poetic Praise edition of Sunday Inspiration.
A Pharaoh stood of a girl who in an evil hour left her mother. Won by the promises of some man, she traveled to a large city. And there went down to the lowest depths of life. Alas, all sad at heart and perishing with hunger, she thought she would creep back and see the old home again, and die there. Of course, her mother would never receive her anymore, but it would be good to see the cottage and the flowers of the garden and to hear the birds sing again. And so with heavy heart and weary steps, she wandered on until she reached a little village. It was night when she got there. Her foot sore and faint. She could just stand by the gate and dark as it was, the stars would give enough light to see the place. But as she came near, a light glimmered along the path and she saw that it was her mother's cottage. Long ago, her mother must have gone to bed. What did this mean? And wondering, she came on and found the gate set wide open. The gate that was always so carefully shut. So noiselessly, she crept to the door. It was on the latch. the door that was always bolted and barred at night. She stepped within and whispered, wondering, "Mother." Ah, it was enough. The arms were about her neck. Their tears mingled together, and love as deep and true and full as ever welcomed her home and loved her into goodness. She found that ever since she had left her home, that door had been on the latch. That gate was left wide open, and in the window was the candle set to guide her steps. That was a mother's love. For very far beyond that is the Savior's love. Love so strong our faults can't undo. Not the vilest of our wrong, not the weirdest of our shortcomings. Love so sure it always does what no one else can do. Correcting our feelings, accepting our willings, protecting our feelings, and even dies to save us from the devil's dart. Darts past, present, and those that are upcoming. A love so strong. A love so relentless, love so sure, love so reckless, so excess, endless, love so boundless. When it beats my imagination, I cry. When it confounds me, I wonder. Wonder why he finds me worthy of every bit of his love. I mean me, imperfect and empty. Unworthy and guilty, unfaithful and filthy me. How do you do the things you do? From a sinner you manufacture a saint. You pick a man from a dunghill and put on him a new sense of glory and praise the dead you have raised. How do you do the things you do? By what means? When I am weak unto me, you are mighty. When I am lost, oh, how soon you do find me. You leave your arms wide open, waiting for my return. Alas, your arms are mercy on which the light of your love can burn. But how do we see the light if the arms of mercy be closed? Oh, thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Your mercy that shines the light of your love in our darkest moments. Your mercy that helps us outlast our hardest torments. Your mercy that saves and delivers. Mercy that overcomes our fears and makes us believers. Your love is kind. Your faithfulness is great. But your mercy everlasting. More of your mercy, O Lord, with us plead. For this we cry until our eyes bleed. Justice is good, but it is mercy we need. Not just drops, but showers of mercy. Until we are soaked and drenched. Until it purges from us hell's raging sea and embers of sin be fully quenched. More of your mercy, O Lord, we plead. If our sins be accounted unto us, who shall stand? Oh, may our eyes be opened. Of our need for mercy that cannot be overstated. And while our lips should never stop asking for it, may our hearts be ever ready to obtain this treasure from him that freely gives to the one who asks, him that reveals to the one who seeks and opens to him that knocks. Come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. And in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Selah.
What's up? What's happening? It's your girl, Jaywani Vet. I'm sending a shout-out to my bruh, cuz, Willie Moe Jr. If you're in Philadelphia, PA, check out the Willie Moe Jr. Show, as well as The Nightly Spirit with Darlene McCoy and Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell on Praise 107.9 on your FM dial, or click on praisephilly.com to listen worldwide.
It's a praise party, and everybody's invited. You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywani Vet.
Yeah. God, we praise God right here, baby. Yes, ma'am. Miami. Yeah. Okay, so boom. I ain't gonna lie, I was raised from the dead. Laid to rest, I thought it was over. Anxiety, mood in my chest, and still can't rent in my head, man. I was a mess. Swimming in my thoughts, but it all was a test. He raised me up like Lazarus. God said, come forth. I walked to him like I was in court, but changed from a mess. He saved me again and again and again. Man, I thought he was done with me. He lifted my head, told me his grace was sufficient, is all I ever need. And all that matters was my faith was small, just like a mustard seed. Plus, it's forever you and me. He said he loved me, dad, he never leaves. God set me up for the biggest bounce, like the greatest comeback, yeah. Just so I could still believe and run after him, just like Shakari, yeah. I praise him high, I worship too, child. You know how we do it over here, yeah. Growing my faith with every setback, finna give it all to him, yeah. And it turns out this was all for glory, time and time and time again. When I thought I was dead, my faith was alive. It went from 0 to 10. That's how I survived the greatest comeback I ever seen in my life. Look, I ain't gonna lie, I owe it all to him, and now my eyes, they open wide.
And the attack of the enemy is designed to make you say something about God that is opposite of the truth of God. And so what God will do is he will train you through pain to know that whether you have it all or have nothing, he is still good.
Okay, looking back at the time, I thought I failed. Best money I ever spent. He got me closer to him, thought I wasn't enough. He said, that's it. Told me to trust him and never quit. His love is forever and all legit. He loved me through it. His love never a bluff. Ain't no enemy finna win. When them cops got laid, we play this life like space. You know we really hit. He had 12 in his hand. Either one book from me, that's all. And that's it. Just believe me and that's it. I said just one. He said that's it. Say he'll be on the hook for it, but we ain't gonna lose, cause that Bible say he good for it. God set me up for the biggest bounce, like the greatest comeback, yeah. Just so I could still believe and run after him, just like Shakari, yeah. I praise him high, I worship too, child. You know how we do it over here, yeah. Growing my faith with every setback, finna give it all to him, yeah. And it turns out this was all for glory, time and time and time again. When I thought I was dead, my faith was alive. It went from 0 to 10. That's how I survived the greatest comeback I ever seen in my life. Look, I ain't gonna lie, I owe it all to him, and now my eyes, they open wide.
Is all you need. So quit measuring your interest into heaven based on your behavior. Measure it based on your belief in Jesus.
Thanks for rocking with your girl, and thank you, Lord, for allowing me one more time to share with my fam. I'll be back on the air this Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Justified Madness at blogtalkradio.com/justifiedmadness. See you there.